This podcast is brought to you by The Average Male Magazine, opening your eyes to the wonderful men around you. Subscribe to the magazine by visiting averagemailmag.com.
Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 169. Hey there, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Ray. Hey, Ray. How are you, Ray?
Just fine. How are you?
Great. Actually, we're now in the Ray Studios.
That's right.
What do you call this semi-set-up
Ray Studios.
So. Yeah. And you're doing well. I mean, you guys are unpacked and stuff like that.
Well, we're unpacking.
So you're still in the middle of unpacking.
We got a mess, but hey, it takes time to do everything.
Okay.
But we got the crunch on because we're having Christmas here at the house, so I got 2 weeks to get it all unpacked and ready to go. So it's good to have a deadline.
Yeah. December 25, that is. Are you going to be off? It's a sandwich day. Are you going to be off on that Monday? No.
I hope so. It has not been announced because, you know, my bosses like to wait till the last minute to tell you anything. So, but I have a feeling we'll have Monday and Tuesday off. So.
Yeah. Actually, we're going to have 2 4-day weekends.
Ah, sweet.
That's awesome. They gave us that Monday, and the next week would be the 1st. Which, actually, guys, my birthday is on the new year, okay? So send in whatever.
Your birthday is January 1st?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't remember
I'm a
that.
New Year baby.
Yeah. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year. Yeah, so, yeah, what are you guys going to do in that new year?
Mr. Dipple's having his annual.
Is he going to do it? Okay, cool.
Yes, so he's going to do that, and everybody's invited. So
all right, Casey.
Everybody from out of town, go to Casey's house.
Everybody's listening to this, go to Casey's house. He might hear this. He might get pissed. Okay, guys. So, yeah. Welcome to Bear Podcast. This is the 169th episode.
69.
Actually, 100 episodes ago, Shannon. Shannon was on board. We interviewed Shannon before. Yeah, episode 69, I believe. That was a long time ago. Okay, speaking of Shannon, see, I'm segueing now.
Oh, segue there.
I'm segueing now. Okay, so we have a raffle for Shannon Grady's CD and a Bear Films XL t-shirt. Yeah, so if you guys get the chance, send your emails to raffle@bearpodcast.com. And yeah, put a subject line is Shannon Grady CD, so you can get the chance to win his CD and the t-shirt. And the deadline is December 17th, Monday next week. So
get him in, folks. Get him in.
Yeah, get him all in. Okay, so yeah. All right, that's the plug for Shannon. It's called It Was a Dance, his latest album. All right. Okay, so what else is going on? Weekend updates. I should play the weekend update, but I don't have weekend update.
You don't have weekend update?
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Houston Area Bear Holiday Party.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yesterday afternoon on Sunday. We had a good time, had a good turnout, had almost 50 people there, had about 30 of them, no, actually I think 40 people actually registered, and we had 50 people show up, so, but it was good. We had a caterer, she came in and she made some pretty decent little snack food for us. And
did she feel intimidated by all the bears around him, around her, I mean?
I felt a little intimidated by her cleavage.
Oh, that's right.
Because she had serious cleavage, and her husband was a cutie. He'd have been a perfect little chaser, or cub, or otter.
Cub.
He's more otter.
He's an otter, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So he was kind of cute. Everybody was kind of eyeing him, I noticed. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the food was good. What did we have? Deviled potatoes.
We had deviled potatoes, which was very interesting.
Do you think it was baked?
I think they were baked, because I saw them putting them in the oven when they got there. But I don't know if they did anything to them beforehand. But it was red potatoes cut in half, little small ones, about golf ball size, cut in half. They were baked, and then they put sour cream, bacon, and
green onion?
No, it wasn't green onion. I think it was thyme or something. It was something green to make it decorative, but they were very nice. They were perfect. They were bite-sized.
Yeah. At first, I thought it was some kind of thousand-year-old egg, but it's pretty big, and I thought it was deviled eggs, but it's actually, I don't know, deviled potatoes.
Yeah, deviled eggs in that crowd would not, we probably wouldn't be able to stand it.
Yeah. Or so. Everybody's going to eat it.
Yeah.
So what did you get? What did you get for during the White Elephant gift
Let's
exchange?
Let's see. The first thing I got was summer sausage. It was a the Hillshire Farms gift packet, so I got that. Okay. And then Jack Adams took that.
Okay.
And then I'm trying to think what I got the second time. Patrick got the Pink Flamingos VHS.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, somebody actually re-gifted, or probably took it from his or his collection, the VHS tape of Pink Flamingos. Oh my God! But we do have the DVD.
Scratch offs. That's what I got.
Oh, time. You got scratch offs. Okay.
Yes, and I brought them home, gave them to Johnny, and said, "Win me lots of money." So
did you scratch them all?
No, I don't know if John did or not. Did scratch them off or not? I gave them to him. So.
Start scratching now. Oh, the show. No, I'm kidding. No, let me next time.
But we had some interesting stuff. I took a box of junk.
Oh, is that the one from?
That's the one Wayne picked, and I was like, Wayne? "Why'd you pick that?" He said, "Well, I thought you had something dirty in there."
Oh,
I was like, "Please!"
He's got a disco ball, a few teddy bears.
There's a teddy bear, and then there's a speakerphone teddy bear that you hook into your phone, and it was a speakerphone, and when the other person talked, the bear talked.
Oh, that's cute.
Is a re-gift from last year, because I think we got it at last year's party. I think John got that last year.
Re-gifting.
There's a 2006 freshman calendar. There was like four cars. There's like two BMWs, a Porsche, and something else. Metal, die-cast metal heavy-duty cars in there, and a bunch of a candle. Just stuff I found when we were packing up. I said, "I'll throw this. It'll be a gag gift." So,
yeah. Wow. What did I get? I got. I stole the Godiva chocolate.
Oh, that's right. You stole the Godiva chocolate.
And it didn't circulate around. I brought the shaver, the beard trimmer thing.
The man groomer.
Yeah, the manscaper.
The manscaping machine. So did you talk to the guy that got it and see if you could help him out manscaping?
I don't think he wanted to. I think Casey got it, I think. So he could use it on Giles.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, Giles has a very hairy back. So I think Casey's going to take care of him tonight or something.
I think Casey takes care of him every night.
Yeah, I guess so. After that, what else did we do after that? We got bored.
We packed. We cleaned all the mess up and packed up and dropped it off, which is still sitting in my garage.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had our Popeyes fiasco.
What happened? Popeyes, what happened?
Well, you were having drama in the backseat of the truck sitting
in
the drive-thru waiting for them. At Popeyes, there were three cars in front of us, and they'd all pulled them off to the side to bring their stuff out to them. You know, I ordered three chicken strips. Three chicken strips, folks. They screwed the order up to everybody but mine. Because there's three cars in front of us. They had to go, two of those orders, they had to remake because the guy walked in and then gave the orders to the wrong cars.
Oh, no.
So it messed everything up. But we finally got mine. It was like a 25-minute deal sitting there waiting on them to get three chicken strips done.
Was it that long?
Yeah.
Well, I was on the phone.
You was on the phone with drama, so.
Yeah, I was on the phone with drama.
Podcast drama.
Oh, shut up.
It's like daytime soap opera, folks.
Oh, no.
And since the writer strike's on, we can have, instead of having soap operas, we can have podcast dramas.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot going on right now, but I don't want to talk about that. Okay, after that, we went to we met up with Kent.
Robin.
We went to Red Robin's. They're at Silver and I-10, and we ate there. And what's the deal with veggie burgers? You don't like what I ordered. I mean,
Kent and Wayne didn't like what you ordered. I didn't care what you ordered.
I know. I like veggie burgers. What's wrong with veggie burgers? It tastes the same.
You know, I'm all about
close
the meat,
your eyes.
So.
Yeah. But I liked it. Anyway, so after that, we went to the theater to watch The Golden Compass.
Bears galore.
Yeah, there's so many bears. There are many polar bears. they're very woofy. Yeah. So what do you think about it?
I liked it. I want to read the book now. Mm-hmm. I've added it to my book list so I can read it after the next Charlene Harris book. She just got a new HarperCollins book out last month, and I hadn't had a chance to read that. So that's number two on my list now, is to go back and read that. It's kind of odd how they just ended it, which is kind of in the middle of the story, it seemed like. It's like, okay, we've done 2 hours here, we got to stop, which is, I guess, okay. Maybe after I read the book, it'll make a little bit more sense while they stopped it there.
Is it a trilogy book also?
I don't know.
You don't know? I have to find out. So. I want to read. Now I'm intrigued now.
But I will say this. The sets that they had, that very alternative, modern, Victorian look, I loved it. I thought the whole panoramic scenes of the city, or I guess what would be represented as London on their world, was just beautiful. And the buildings, the architecture and stuff they used were just incredible. I like the airships that they had. I thought that was all very cool. And, you know, it was almost like something you'd find in one of the online role-playing games. I'm tongue-tied.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah, it's awesome. It kind of felt like, Star Wars. Yeah, somewhat like that.
Yeah.
Well, the balloon stuff.
Yeah.
The effects are nice. And the story, I don't know yet. It's really a kid's story. But then...
But it was awfully violent. But from what I understand, and what the religious right's been complaining about is, that's why I want to read the book, is that they're saying that in the book, they're trying to kill God. That the dust is God. It's what ties the universe together and makes everybody. And in this series, where we have our souls on the inside, in this world, their souls walk along with them and are take on the form of an animal,
demon.
Animal, but they call them demons in this book, in this world, and they consult with them. It's like, you know, how we talk to ourselves and think and reflect on ourselves. They actually have their souls actually talk back to them, which I thought was a very interesting concept.
Yeah.
So it was very cool. I think it's going to be kind of cool. I think I'd at least tell everybody to go watch it, but it's not for young kids. I don't think I'd take anybody under the age of 10 to go see it, because it is some very violent scenes in it. But then I was like, you know, it's kind of like the Bible. It was pretty violent. You know, there's some pretty, you know.
Yeah. Violent. How about that part that one of the bears got bitch slapped? I like that. I found that funny. Oh my God. Yeah. She got bitch slapped.
Yeah.
So.
And did we ever figure out if Patrick Stewart was the one doing the voice for
the
bear?
I think so.
Because I don't know. We'll find out. We'll have to look it up and see who did the voice.
Yeah. Yeah, we did that. It was nice. And then we just went home afterwards. It's a Sunday. It's
a Sunday. It was 11 o'clock. It's time to come home. Go to bed.
Yeah, we had to go home. Okay, so you mentioned earlier about another sci-fi film that came out from the Sci-Fi Channel. Okay, guys. To all you guys listening, we always talk about sci-fi stuff also in the show. So,
can you say bear geek?
Bear geek, geek bear, or no? Wait. What is it again? Gomo? No, it's not Gomo. It's more like if you're a Gomo, you're more like computer stuff. You're beaks, beaks, bricks. Okay. All right. So yeah, you want to talk about Tin Man?
Tin Man. It's a little. I'll just so you know, it's a spoiler alert. And Maynard said he hasn't seen it yet.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet, but we'll see.
It was no Lost Room.
Okay,
it was no Lost Room, but it had its own merits and stood on its own. It was basically a retelling of the story, set in the future of Oz, and it tied into the original story very well. Mm-hmm. So, I thought it was a very good concept. And the story moved okay. I mean, it was a very visual story. The costuming, the sets, everything was very incredible. And they did a lot of outdoor scenes, which are logistical nightmares from doing film stuff myself, but they were all shot very well and very nice. So I was very impressed. I will say this for a Sci-Fi Channel. They might screw up on everything else, but usually on the miniseries, they hit it pretty good. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Tin Man. I think they were talking about that in the Slice of Sci-Fi about the Tin Man. People liked it. I have to watch it. Did you record it? Did you TiVo it or something?
Yes, I recorded it, but I think I've deleted it now.
Oh damn! What use are you?
But it's coming back on. They're going to replay it.
Oh, okay.
All right. I think maybe it was yesterday. But one Sunday they were going to play it all back to back. So I'm sure they'll do it again before the end. You know, they like to replay it all the time. So.
Okay.
So TiVo it.
I'll check it out. Mm-hmm. Okay, some of the stuff that that came out in the news, actually, might be old news for you guys already. Let me see. Oh, yeah. You know, you heard about Huckabee? The Mike Huckabee, who is the
another
Baptist preacher, something like that.
Another crazy nut that's thrown his head into the presidential race.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, I have here from the Huffington Post. Okay, let me read the article here. Huckabee wanted AIDS quarantine. Right there, right. I want to hit that guy already. Okay, so Mike Huckabee once advocated isolating AIDS patients from the general public, opposed increased federal funding in the search for a cure, and said homosexuality could pose a dangerous public health risk. You're right. As a candidate, he's even a candidate. As a candidate for a U.S. Senate seat in 1992, Huckabee answered 229 questions submitted to him by the Associated Press. Besides a quarantine, Huckabee suggested that Hollywood celebrities fund AIDS research from their own pockets rather than federal health agencies. Basically, this guy's a jerk. That's what I could say.
You know, next thing, they should take blacks and quarantine them, Asians.
And the Asians, separate the Asians.
And keep them all separate. Actually, just kick them all out of the country and we'll all be okay then. You know what I'm saying?
But,
that's exactly what it's like. Hello.
Gosh.
But actually, on this note, for all y'all that listen to podcasts, go to Audio Podcast Books and look for a story called The Immortals and listen to it. It's a telling of a future world, our world, in which the government has taken people that got the SIDS virus, which is another version of HIV.
Okay.
And they put them in quarantine camps. And as soon as they're diagnosed with the virus, they're already considered legally dead. So they have no rights. And I'm on chapter 10, I think. I've been listening to it. But it was a very, very good show.
It's a TV show?
No, it's an audio book.
Audio book.
And okay. It's free. It's a free audio book.
Mm-hmm. Look it up. What's the site for that? So we can direct our listeners just in case. Right, Brad. You got it? The Immortals. Are they Highlanders? No?
No.
No, they're not.
No.
Okay. Just look it up. Look it up. Well, I'm going to talk about one project. Yeah, make it right now. I found it. I was looking for a website. Hold on. Is this going to play something? All right, you found the website?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
You don't want to cut all that out?
Yeah, it's okay now. Yeah, we're recording now. Yeah.
Okay. The Immortals by Tracy Hickman. And Tracy Hickman and them also bring you all the Dragon Hearth stories, if I remember correctly. But, Dragon Hearth Productions. So, if you've ever listened to them. The future story of United States internment camps on the dreams of the predeceased and the triumph beyond oblivion. It's 2020 and an attempted cure for AIDS has mutated into a deadlier disease, VSIDS. The U.S., under martial law, has set up quarantine centers in the Southwest, searching for his gay son, John. Media mogul Michael Barnes smuggles himself into one of the centers, only to discover that it and the other centers are actually extermination camps. With a strange assortment of allies, including the leader of the camp's gay barracks, an army officer, and a local cowboy, Barish participates in an inmates' rebellion that promises the unraveling of the death camp system and overthrow of the government that established it. As read and performed by Tracy and Laura Hickman, published as a audio book during the 10-year anniversary of its first printing.
I'm sure cover to cover by the Farpoint Media may have covered this already.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, I guess that's what Huckabee wants to happen. And of course,
Tracy, her and her husband do Dragonheart.
Dragonheart, okay.
So they do their whole, they do the whole Dragonheart podcast series. So.
Ah, okay. Dragonheart, okay.
Yeah.
I should check that out. I haven't been listening to a lot of podcasts because I've been doing, I'm catching up on Slice of Sci-Fi and Twit and stuff.
Yeah.
And
well, Tracy was on Slice of Sci-Fi a couple weeks ago.
Oh, was she? Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
That's Tracy. That's Laura.
All right. We'll talk. Well, yeah. Maybe next time we'll cover that. Okay. So yeah, Huckabee. I basically think that he's a jerk. And I don't know. He's.
That's okay. I'll wait till he goes to the airport and gets caught tapping into the bathroom.
Yes. Maybe he would do that. There's a big chance tapping. Okay. Next topic. Actually, I wanted to bring up. Do we have time? Hold on. Let me see. Oh yeah. Okay. Really quick. Really quick. Last weekend, I was actually before coming to the party yesterday, Sunday, before Sunday, the whole weekend I was in New Orleans. I drove there and met up with Mike, and we went to the lower Ninth Ward. And we actually went to the area where the levee broke. Okay, back in January 2006, it's all destroyed, like Hollywood looking destruction, okay?
Yeah.
I always refer to a Hollywood catastrophe.
We've all seen the video.
Yeah. And then last September, with John and Palima, and Mike and I, we went back there, and it's all grass. It's all grass, and it's all... And the levee's fixed already, and the grass is already growing. There are no more houses. They bulldozed everything. Yeah, so it's pretty clean. Last Saturday, we went there. We went back there, and we found out Brad Pitt is having a project there called the Pink Project. You'll see a lot of pink tarps around there, and it's actually to signify that these areas, the positions where the tarps are, where the roofs and the houses were used to be. So it's just like. Showing where the roofs landed or where a foundation, oh, not the foundation, but a wall of a house was positioned. So it was pretty sad looking at it. At the same time, it's just making people remember that what happened to the lower Ninth Ward there in New Orleans, hit by Katrina back in 2005. Okay, so if you guys go to makeitrightnola.org, this is actually a Brad Pitt's site. And yeah, here you'll hear Brad Pitt. He's the front man here. He's the one. He's the Make It Right donor, and he's the one who's doing the greeting. And if you go there, there's also a exhibit of pictures and architectures that's going to happen there very soon. Okay, so when you go there to New Orleans and you see these pink tarps. And you can go around there. You can actually, I think I'll post a picture on the website. And then there's this part there where they have trailers where you can go in. There's an exhibit. They are also featuring some architects who are actually going to build houses here. And they're designing it in such a way that it's elevated.
So kind of like beach houses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, it kind of reminds me of the houses in Brunei. They're all elevated, and then the bottom part is actually for a garage or a carport, something like that. So they actually have architects there working on designs on how they would build the new homes there. So it's just awesome. Well, I guess kudos to Brad Pitt.
Yeah, well, he's been pretty involved in there. He's got his own house down there too, doesn't he?
Yeah, he lives in where is it? Actually, it's very near Lafitte in French Quarter. French Quarter, yeah, it's very near, a few blocks away from Bourbon. No, wait, a few blocks away from Lafitte's. Actually, it's very near Bourbon Street.
Okay,
yeah, he's got a house there. Did I tell you before there was a paparazzi? There was a paparazzi trying to take a picture. Mike showed us where that is. Well, that's Brad and Angelina's house, and then And then there's this guy from Florida, I think, holding his camera and trying to take a picture, trying to catch someone walking out. So,
is the house very open? Can you see it from the street?
No, actually, no. The door and the windows, they're pretty. It's pretty private.
Private.
Okay. Really cannot see. But I guess, yeah.
I think he has a house in the Garden District, too. I want to see on the walking tour, they said he had one.
Oh, really? I haven't checked that out yet.
So, we'll find out. So, but go for it, Brad.
Yeah, way to go.
If you need a personal assistant, call me.
Okay. Well, okay. So, all you Bear Radio listeners, thank you for listening, and we'll catch you guys next week. And if you're listening through this to this show on iTunes, stick around.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Wolf, what a bear.
All right, Ray, who do we have for our Wolf, what a bear feature?
Our Wolf, what a bear this week is Bear Hands on Bear Forward One.
Mm-hmm.
His name's Storm. He's also a friend of mine. Yep. Very nice guy.
He's a friend of mine, too. He's our friend.
But he doesn't like you like he likes me.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, so. Bitch. All right.
But anyway, we're profiling Storm this week, who on the sideline likes to give massages and does a very excellent job of it, by the way.
Well, I haven't experienced that yet. No.
Well, I have.
Oh, you have?
And he has magical hands.
Did he do the happy ending?
No,
happy ending.
See, no happy ending. See, that's the whole thing. Start off with the happy beginning and then work down and relax. Because once you get all relaxed, and then you have a happy ending, it defeats the whole purpose of the massage. So. But anyway.
Okay.
Back to Storm.
All right. Let's read his profile.
Okay. Hey, guys. Thanks for signing my guest book. I appreciate all the whoops and gurs. Thanks for all the offers, but I'm not looking for a hookup.
Really?
He's 5'10", 232, brown, hazel, furry, bear, and goatee. I'm usually very accommodating and accepting, and so far, it hasn't gotten me anywhere. Maybe if I try to be more specific.
Ooh, let's go to specifics. Let's go, Storm.
Would love to meet a down-to-earth, fun-loving, easygoing man. This would be my wish list. Mentally, sense of humor, loves to laugh and make people laugh, intelligent, able to hold a conversation, but knows how to listen, adaptable, versatile, easygoing, not looking for high-strung, or all-about-me communication, be open, honest, talk. I am an adult. I can take it. Don't play games. Emotionally, have a heart. Be passionate. Have sympathy for your fellow human being. Care. Spiritually, just believe in a higher power. Physically, between 150 and 240 pounds, not looking for muscle worship or a gym bunny, just want someone who takes care of himself and feels good about himself. Let's love someone to play volleyball, softball, rollerblade, hike, camp, bowl, bike, two-step with. I like a man with meat on his bones, not looking for a heart attack during sex. Hey, it happens.
It happens, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sexually, prefer versatile, someone who can go from romantic to wild. Light kink to some bondage is okay. Have an imagination, be romantic and passionate. Would love a man who actually cared about my needs for a change. See, it's all about your needs.
It's all about him.
Financially, have a job and support yourself. Personality, not looking for someone who's needy or possessive, have friends who are needy and possessive, have friends in life of your own, who do not have to be attached at the hip, nor should I have to call you all the time to find out time to spend together. It should be mutual interest. I would love to share board games, card games, Euros, video games, bowling, movies, biking, blading, volleyball, two-step dancing, window shopping, theater, ghost hunting, camping, hiking, swimming, travel, etc. The recent loss of my mother has reminded me of my mortality and how short life really is. Let's get it together, boys. I'm worth more than a glance. And yes, he is worth more than a glance.
Yeah, he's a very nice guy. I know him personally, too. Yeah.
So, all available men, send me your profiles, pictures, a short novel about yourselves, and I will screen you for Storm. And, you know, and the ones that make the cut, I will pass on to him. So.
But what if these are chasers? Then you would just cock block him.
No. No, I would not do that to Storm.
Oh, okay. So yeah, check him out. Bear Hands on, where is it?
Bear 411.
All right. All right, time for some bear events. Let's do some bear events, guys. Hold on, let me see. Okay. Oh, you're going to go first?
You go first.
Okay, I go first. Okay. This is going to be in New Orleans, Louisiana, December 31st. Bears and Bubbles New Year. Okay, part of our All Bear Weekend leading up to New Year's, the next in our series of popular Bears and Bubbles parties at the Sweet Olive B&B is the New Year's Eve from 4 to 7. It's time to let you get in a disco nap before heading out for midnight festivities. Hope you can join us for the party. Better yet, for the whole weekend, of course. I won't be there, though. Get details at our website. And the website is bearsandbubbles.livejournal.com. So they have a live journal account. Okay, so that's in New Orleans. What do you have, Ray?
I have the Onyx Ball Bear New Year's Party.
Okay.
Monday, December 31st, 2007, Toronto,
Why
Canada.
Why are you whispering? Oh, to be sexy. I'm so, okay. I'm sorry.
I'm trying to get the sexy voice.
Oh, okay. The sexy voice. Okay. All right.
Okay. We got the Onyx Ball. Well, I got some brass balls for the holiday party, but they're Augies. But, you know, this is the Onyx
they're
ones.
Augies balls.
The Augies balls. Canadian's largest leather and bear New Year's party, Monday, December the 31st, 2007. And it.
Free shuttle? What?
There's a free shuttle provided by O'Grady's. It departs from O'Grady's on Church Street. And there's a pre-party dinner and cocktails. The party is hosted by Steve Bukazek. DJ John LePage will be spinning for you from San Francisco, New York, Palm Springs, Toronto, and Mexico. And performances featuring the Beef Dip Muscle Men Dancers. Tickets now on sale at Parape, 465 Church Street, Toronto, or Northbound Leather, 586 Yonge Street on Toronto.
Nice.
So check it out. You can find it at www.beefdip.com. Events. Onyx Ball.
All right. Yeah, we'll put the links on the website. What's the website again?
www.beefdip.com.
Okay.
/event.
Oh, that's fine.
_ Just Onyx Beef Ball.
Dip. Yeah, Beef Dip. Okay. What else? What is going on? I got an email from Freddie Freeman. It's about Bearpalooza. Okay, something's going on in Bearpalooza in 2007. Okay, guys. Okay. He says here, they have a change in email address. You can email them at info@bearpalooza.com. Should be used for inquiries, booking, information, advertising, or even just general questions from artists or fans of Bearpalooza. Okay, so... they're saying that Michael and I, Freddie Freeman, would like to thank all of you who continued support and hope that you will join us in celebrating 6 years of the music and brotherhood of Bearpalooza. And there are still spots available for dates on the road show in early May in Nashville. So it's, Nashville in late August and Florida in October. Yeah, there are opening. There are openings. Okay, guys, Bearpalooza is going to have a road show too.
Wow, cool. Yeah. Are they coming to Houston?
I don't know. Maybe. I hope. I wish they would. Bearpalooza is going to be doing a roadshow just like Bears and the Rhine, I guess. So it's the Nashville version. So it's going to be, I think, probably Nashville Bears who are going to be traveling. So, Freddie, if you're listening, let me know. Give me some more info. For all I know, just directing everyone to bearpalooza.com. So, yeah, I'll put the link on the website about that. Okay. All right, so are we going back to? Let me see. What else do we have? Oh,
could I announce my?
Oh yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
I want to endorse for President of the United States.
All right.
I would just like to let everybody know that Miss Betty Bowers and Jesus Christ have announced that they're going to run for president.
Oh, okay.
Greetings, my fellow computer owning Christians, and even all you unsaved techno trash out there who will watch absolutely anything on YouTube to avoid doing your little jobs. There's something new at BettyBowers.com, a video of me and Jesus. And I have decided to run for president. Glory. After 8 years of having to look at snarling Dick Cheney's mug, won't it be pleasant to have an invisible vice president for a change? And then it goes on to showing where you can go to her website and look at the video of her and Jesus. It was a very interesting little video, by the way.
Okay.
So close to Jesus, he let me, after some rather passive-aggressive maneuvering, take the top spot on the ticket. Miss Betty Bowers, America's best Christian. Mm-hmm. So, Betty, we're all behind you.
All right. Gosh, Betty
Love
Bowers.
That. And this is her. This is her little pin. She's got Jesus in front, standing in front of the American flag. Okay. Love thy neighbor, but bomb the crap out of the folks that live far away.
Oh gosh, that's so wrong. So. Okay, I have an email here from Jimbo. Yes, Jimbo.
Hey, Jimbo.
Hey, Jimbo. He said that. Okay, just had to tell you that I enjoyed your interview with Ali in episode 167. Yeah, Ali was in episode 167, and he's been on Cyber Bears and Bear Films videos. Okay, so he says that not only is this guy socially and politically conscious, but he's also a sci-fi and comic book nerd. Woof.
Maybe I need to meet Ali.
Yeah, he's a big bear. Big muscle bear.
We could be friends.
It could be friends. A very nice guy. If you listen to 167, yeah, it's pretty fun having him in the show. His partner. He has a new video. Okay, Ali, if you're listening, let me know when your video comes out, okay? So we should get it.
In fact, give us a copy of it so we can give it away here on the show.
Yeah, probably.
After personally viewing it, make sure the content is correct for this show.
Some J.O. material. That's right. Okay, so, yeah. All right, so I guess we're going to wrap up. Any messages? Anything else? No?
Well, I'll be doing a lot of wrapping here shortly because Christmas is coming up.
Oh, yeah, wrapping. So, that's right.
Let's see. Is it time to do shout outs?
Yeah, it's time to do shout outs now. Okay.
Okay, let me find. I would like to give a shout out to Ryan. Thumper 2 on Bear 411. Ryan, here's your shout out. I've enjoyed chatting with you the last couple weeks.
Ooh.
Ryan's a little rugby chaser. He's cute.
Oh my God. Mike would love him too.
I know. Of course, he's stuck up in Toronto also. So, you know, he might as well be in Russia for as far as I'm concerned.
Thumper Toronto. I get it. Thumper 2. Okay. I kept thinking, why Thumper 2? It's Thumper T-O. Toronto. Okay. Look at that. Mm. He's so hot.
Yes.
Look at that. Armpit. Hairy armpit. Okay. All right. So, Ray is getting distracted right now. So, sorry, guys. Okay. Anything else? Any more shout-outs?
Let's see. No? All talking to the microphone.
Use the microphone.
Use the
microphone.
Oh, my God. shout-out to my partner, John, for working so hard.
He's in the Apple store right now.
Yes, he's in the Apple store because he ran over his Bluetooth headset.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think
expensive.
He's had it a month yet. And he fell off his ear and he didn't realize he'd done it. Then he backed over it, backing out of the yard the other day. So.
Yeah. I don't like doing that. Mike hates it whenever I use my Bluetooth headset also. Yeah.
And I want to give a shout out to the Triad, Tony, Carlos. And then Jerry and Patrick and everybody, Wayne and everybody else who's helped me move and get the house set up and do all that stuff over the last couple of weeks. I really appreciate all the help. And Clay and Chris, because I know they're moving their house, so I hadn't been able to help them that much. So,
What am I going to shout out to? Shout out to Mike, of course.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, Mike. I may see him in about 2 weeks from now, so I'm excited because he's going to be spending Christmas here in Houston.
Yay.
And what else? Let me see. I think Mike from San Diego, Sluggo Bear, I believe it's his birthday this week. So happy birthday, Sluggo Bear.
Happy birthday to you.
Mm-hmm. And what else? Let me talk about maybe later. Or
let's talk about that on the next episode. That could be an episode all to itself.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
And I'm sure everybody hadn't got that copy of Bear's Life yet. So.
Oh, yeah, okay. What else am I going to talk about? That's about it. I guess we're going to wrap up. Oh, yeah, one more thing. Guys, don't forget, Shannon Grady CD. Send your emails to raffle@bearpodcast.com and join the raffle for Shannon Grady CD. And that's also the subject that you need to enter. Shannon Grady CD should be the subject line so you can enter in the contest for the raffle for his latest album and a t-shirt, an XL t-shirt, okay? So what else is coming up? This month, we have some videos coming out, and many, many, More videos of Kendall, Matthew Temple, Michael West from Bear Jam. See, we're going to go back all the way to September for some videos from Bear Jam. That's right. Okay, that's it. So that's it for me. Anything else? Do you have any?
Well, give us a call at 206-222-BEAR or 206-222-2327.
You got it. Yes. Please leave us a call. It's Christmas time. That's the best gift you can give us. Well, yeah, one of the best things.
We know you love you love us more than your mama, so at least give us a call. Say hi.
Give us a call just to say hi, yeah. Chuck, if you're listening, send us a voicemail, all right?
Yeah. Oh, and since it's Christmas card time.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Send us Christmas cards, X-rated Christmas cards.
X-rated Christmas cards?
And they can be mailed to Bear Podcast, Post Office Box 2511, Humble, Texas 77347.
All right. Yeah, please. Yeah, it'd be great to send us, let us hear from you guys.
Chasers with X-rated pics in their Christmas cards. Leave your phone number on the card. Yeah. Put your phone number on the picture.
I don't think they wanted that. Do you like leaving phone numbers on postcards?
Well, they know who it's coming to.
Oh, that's right.
It's okay. Not like I share.
Okay. All right, guys. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And also, catch us on MySpace. MySpace.com/BearPodcast. Send us messages through that, too. You can do that, too. All right? We're coming up next week. We're planning a Chaser show, right?
Chaser show.
It's a Chaser show, so watch out for that.
Yay. Chasers.
Okay, guys. We'll talk to you guys later. Oh, I think I'm not sure if I'm going to record another show this week, but maybe with Roy. We'll see. I still have to contact
Hey, Roy.
Him. Hey, Roy. Okay, guys, thank you everyone for listening, and we'll catch you guys on the next episode. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf What a Bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf What a Bear.